Welcome to Wacky Geeks. In this episode, Spore, price drops, bikes, and killer blocks. Right here on Wacky Geeks, episode number 46. I'm your host, Michael Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
And Steve Douglas is still here.
As am myself, Randall.
I'm Ken Henson. Feed me.
The pot roast is about to throw away.
Yes, we have food, and we can smell it, and everybody's hungry. So
let's cut through this and get to it. First off, Spore.
In a universe, in a world, in a microcosm, Spore. Sorry. One of the coolest games I've ever seen. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Spore has released, and it's actually really cool. I've gotten to actually play with it quite a bit.
Totally rad.
I've gotten up through cellular level, which is rather entertaining. It's like flow.
Good to see you finally evolving, Mike.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I evolved quite a bit in creature level, although I'm apparently a very aggressive species. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, who would have thought it?
And then I went through tribal mode, which tribal mode and civilization mode, for you gamers out there, it's pretty simplistic as far as like RTS goes, as far as real-time strategy goes. But the space mode is incredible. Going out and colonizing the rest of the universe, exploring.
Bring on the primordial soup.
Let's shoot that guy.
You got food on your brain, you soup.
Well, I've heard nothing but good things about this.
Yeah, the game itself is really incredible, but they've actually been getting some backlash, specifically on Amazon. The reviews of Spore currently on Amazon are sitting at 1 star.
Missed it by...
Whoops.
You missed it.
Yeah, you missed it by that much, yes.
So why is everybody, why are they so disappointed in this game?
Well, they're not disappointed in the game. They're disappointed with the DRM system, which is basically when you install the game, it has to activate. Every so often, you have to sit there and rehook up to the servers, and you're only allowed 3 activations of the game. So if you like have multiple machines or anything like that, you just can't. You can only use 3 activations. Then after that, you have to call up EA on the phone and beg them for another activation. So let's say like you rebuild PC. Let's say you're changing your gaming PC every 6 months. In 18 months, you're going to be without any activations left. And the other question is, there's a lot of like old sim games that people still play.
Right.
10 years later, like SimCity.
That's true.
And in 10 years, are the DRM servers still going to be working?
Probably not. Or maybe for an additional price. Or
yeah, I mean,
is it going to be like a yearly subscription?
As they're sitting there talking about it, a lot of the guys are referring to this as a rental. It's a game that you only get to rent. You can't ever buy.
Yeah, I'd say that's. I would have a problem with that too.
Like beer, you only rent beer.
Well, at one point the other day, Amazon apparently accidentally deleted the reviews, and then they deleted all the reviews and then put them back up.
Oh, well, that was convenient.
I'm like going, accidentally, sure.
Sounds like something politicians would do.
Yep. Anyhow, but Spore itself, absolutely fantastic game. Check it out.
Yeah, man, it's totally cool. It's like what I had, man. Totally cool.
You can really have fun with it, and you can play through it multiple different ways and really have some fun with it. Not to mention the sheer amount of stuff that shows up in your game from other people's games.
Right. I mean, the playability, that's the thing that really kind of attracts me to stuff like this. I mean, and you're right. People play this stuff, like, for years.
Yeah.
And without,
I mean, you might come back to it, 8 years down the road and want to play it again, People do that with SimCity still to this day.
That's the truth.
Oh, so cool. We got your game coming up here, Michael.
Geometry Wars 2.
Killer blocks?
Yeah, I think so.
I saw this game. You showed it to me a few months ago. Or I guess about 2 months ago.
Probably showed you Geometry Wars 1.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
There's amazingly, from originally from your description, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this or not. But then you started playing it, and it's, I mean, it seems really entertaining. I mean, I would have thought, frankly, it was, it sounded like, I don't know, Tetris-y kind of meets, you know, Block or whatever. But it's a lot more than that.
The new version, at first, when you first play it, I was really kind of skeptical because it, you don't get the good bullets ever. You get the same bullets, but how the game is built is so much better. I mean, there's actually six games in one. And
it's six games in one.
And you try to beat your
high score.
Your highest score, but your friends.
Yeah, it always shows up in the upper right-hand corner who has the next highest score compared to you.
Right, so there's always that.
So there's always somebody better than you.
That's the truth.
No, there isn't. Not on my list.
Except in one game.
Except for one game.
We got the Uber geek over here in Geometry Wars. I have a roots in world.
Well, there's people better than him, just nobody on my friends list.
Yeah.
I've nearly mastered Pong.
This is like Pong on steroids.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You seriously would probably love it.
This is like Pong on meth.
This is Pong on meth, steroids, and like crack cocaine all at once.
I've still got a Pong game somewhere.
Those were awesome.
You are old.
Yes.
Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Xbox 360.
We're getting a price drop on the Xbox 360.
Always good news.
Always good news. And this is actually really surprising. I mean, Microsoft dropped the price of the arcade down to $199, which comes with a 512 meg memory chip and like a few arcade games. That makes it cheaper than the Wii at this point in time to buy an Xbox 360. That's kind of impressive.
I just figured
though.
They're obviously counting on people to buy the games then.
Yeah, well, I mean, more people buy games on Xbox 360 more often than they do on the Wii. If you want to sit there and get one with a hard drive, they changed the 20 gig drive. It's now a 60 gig drive, and that system's now $299, which is still really dang good.
That's right,
and it comes with a component cable and stuff. If you want the Elite, which has a 120 gig drive, the component cable, the HDMI cable, everything under the sun to use it with. It's running for $399.
For $100 more, you get, what, twice the memory then? And
twice the space, and you get the HDMI cable and everything else.
A lot more hardware then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like the way to go then. So,
depends on which system you want. I mean, I personally always recommend the 60 gig for most people.
Right.
But because you can buy an HDMI cable so cheap, you generally can do it otherwise without having to sit there and pay the extra cost. But anyhow, but yeah, the cost, the fact that you can get 360 for less than a Wii and you can get a hard drive one for $299, that's really impressive, and I gotta give Microsoft props for doing that. Yeah. So.
And speaking of hard drives that could possibly crash, you have cars that can crash.
Yeah!
Wait.
I got back into Burnout Paradise, unfortunately. Actually, I should say fortunately, but at the same time, unfortunately, because I love that game now. What's really cool about it, though, is September 18th, they've been putting out new content over and over. September 18th, they're adding motorcycles into the game for free.
What's the point of that?
Oh, gee, I can't imagine what the point of motorcycles at high speed would be.
No, I mean, you can't do any damage. I've seen you play this game. You go after school buses, Mike. And while that is disturbing...
No, I don't go after school buses. There's no school buses in this one.
There's none? I'm thinking something
else. You're thinking Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, my bad, my bad. Okay, well...
Burnout Paradise, yes, you do sit there and take down other cars and beat the heck out of them, but the other cool thing they're adding in is a day-night cycle, and considering the fact that it's going to be cool. For... The fact that the update's for free,
good price.
I mean, incredible the fact that they've added so much content to this game for free. I mean, I feel like I totally got my $60 worth out of this game at this point in time.
That really is kind of impressive, and you're right. Yeah, I was thinking around the game, but motorcycles would be kind of a...
Now, you've actually played some games from the studio in our next story, haven't you? You said you have played Age of Empires a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that game.
Okay. Microsoft is unfortunately shuttering Ensemble Studios,
which is a shame. I mean,
these are the guys who made Age of Empires. They're making Halo Wars. When they get done with Halo Wars, they're going to be closed up.
Well, you know, a lot of these games, I mean, real-time strategy, I don't know how popular that is in the marketplace, but, I mean, you know, those were great games. It's still very playable, too. But, you know, I don't know if people just gotten used to the first-person shoot-em-ups or...
Well, Microsoft says Microsoft keeps the rights to Age of Empires. They're still going to continue making Age of Empire games. But we'll see what happens. It's just really disappointing the fact that Microsoft's actually shuttering another studio inside them. The next story is actually really cool. It's called A Gamer's Bill of Rights, and this is written by a guy who he runs Stardock and gas-powered games. And it has 10 rights that he feels that the consumer should have regarding games. And these are pretty obvious, but a lot of times get trampled on in the... by the way of the game companies.
Maybe they should be 10 commandments of, you know, gamers.
I feel happy.
They include the right to return games that don't work with their computers for a full refund, which you cannot do.
That's crazy.
Oh yeah, who'd have thunk that? Gamers shall have the right to demand that games be released in a finished state.
Well, actually, I do have a problem with that.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fan of Blizzard, and Blizzard is
never finished.
Yeah, they've never really finished anything on that. But they've got really great games.
No, but I mean, they're not saying they demand that it's released in a finished state. Fact that they finish it on time. Released when it's done.
Okay.
Not to expect to have a game like that's, oh, well, you know, we really should have had 6 months more with this, but we released it now because we had to. We needed the money.
These rights probably include, you know, good customer service, too, and paying a decent price. Obviously, we can't have any of that, Mike.
I love this one. Gamers shall have the right to expect the minimum requirements of a game will mean that the game will run adequately on that computer.
No, that would be...
That would be crazy, insane.
We can't have that. I'm against this whole Bill of Rights thing, obviously.
Gamers shall have the right to demand that single-player game not force them to connect to the internet every time they wish to play.
Yeah, that wouldn't work either. Yeah.
Who'd have thought it?
This internet is just a fad anyway, so...
Yeah. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Amen, brother. Brother Ted, amen.
Mr. Ted Stevens for you folks.
The internet is actually a pool, and you know it's like trying to take the pee out of the pool. You can't take anything off the internet.
A series of tubes.
Okay.
See those tubes in here.
Well, our last story is the fact Immersion, the guys who developed Rumble, basically end up having to pay Microsoft $20 million.
You know, I want to go on record right now saying I don't like that whole Rumble thing. I think it's crap.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently you and Sony felt the same way, and that's why they took it out, but then they put it back in because,
Randall,
you know,
must
gamers...
work for Sony.
Sony's in good company. Let's just say that.
Back, Satan.
You know, that's why they have it in most games where you can turn Rumble off if you want to and not have it.
Well, you know, speaking of rumbling, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's stick a fork in this sucker.
Well, to finish this up, Microsoft basically paid $15 million for the rights to paid Immersion $15 million for the rights to use Rumble. Immersion signed a contract though with them saying that if Sony ended up paying for the rights to use Rumble, they would pay Microsoft $20 million. Sony ended up having to pay Immersion $97 million.
Ouch.
Immersion sat there and said, "Nah, we're not going to pay you, Microsoft." Microsoft's like, here's the contract, and end up having to pay them $20 million by order of a judge.
Stupid contracts.
Well, that's what happens when you sit there and sign a contract like that. You should expect that.
Those are more like guidelines instead of binding agreements.
What are the guidelines? The code?
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, that's business and, you know, big business.
Well, that's it for our show. And if you want to see any of our links, it's at wackygeeks.com.
Yep. And I think that ends that one.
Make sure to check out the new website.
Yeah, go over there and check it out. And this is Jonathan Colton with Million Dollar Girlfriend.
What do you get for $1 million?
Yeah.
I'd expect everything.
You'd be disappointed, my friend.
You better hold a law and thought that.
Feed me.
Shine ribbons in her hair. Does she sit patiently, smiling as she waits for me? She's my millionaire girlfriend. She's my life. Once I finally find her, I'll get permission from the wife. We will all live in a castle. My beloved and my millionaire girlfriend and I. She's a stolen secret from a pirate's chest. I will wear an ascot and a suit that has a vest, and I will put it on as I watch Gardner mow the lawn. She's a fairy princess from a song of old. I will have a toothbrush that is made of solid gold, and I will watch TV as my manservant flosses me.